This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In an episode of rare bipartisanship, the Senate has passed a bill to spend $250 billion to boost research and development in a variety of industries, in large part to better compete with China. Think quantum computing, or in the words of Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, innovation yet unseen. The vote was 69-32, and what is essentially an industrial policy measure is seen by some analysts as having a Cold War feel. There will be more on this in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast later if you miss our more extensive coverage on the air. Now, that money is over 5 years. There are other points of friction with shorter timelines. Given bottlenecks caused by pandemic distortions of factory output and our buying habits, retailers are already buying for the 2021 holiday season and are facing shortages and delays of computer chips, plastics, and more. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that.
Believe it or not, early June, this is around the time that retailers usually place their orders for the winter holidays, at least the first round.
They leave some space open to get stuff in closer to, you know, the actual demand to see what shoppers want.
Tiffany Hogan is a director at Kantar.
That might be a little bit harder to do this year based on the fact that, you know, they don't know if they can reliably get what they want later than now.
It's easier for retailers to buy certain products well ahead of time, the ones they know customers will want, like holiday decorations. Mark Iampieri at the consulting firm Alex Partners says they'd rather wait longer for, say, clothing.
Things that are, you know, kind of perishable from the standpoint of popularity, those are ones where there's a lot more risk in placing your bets well in advance to buffer for these supply chain delays.
If retailers do decide to hold off this year, he says they could spend extra to have products shipped express, but shipping rates are going up. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.